Have you ever come across those little tiny red insects that get underneath your skin? They burrow right in your skin. It's like the devil.
Oh, yes. And I can't tell you what to call that. But anyway, ringworm. You know what a ringworm is, don't you?
Well, they get in your feet, don't they?
They get in your feet. And I had one right on my shoulder here a few days ago.
Wow.
My daughter was over here. She said, Daddy, go to town and get you a bottle of NP-27.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that, put it on there three times.
Oh,
and that is it'll wipe them out.
Do them in, huh?
But anyway.
Yeah.
Have you ever come across those little tiny red ones that get underneath your skin? It's like the dickens.
Yeah, and I can't tell you what they call that.
Like chiggers or red bugs?
We have that. We have the old red bug.
Good time to get your bottle of hand.
And little old chiggers, fleas, we call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a few of them. Not many. They get on your dogs and cats.
Oh, yeah.
See, he's got on the flea collar now.
Oh, yeah. Keeps him off of him.
Yeah.
What are those insects that kind of hop around the grass? Like during the old
there's no harm in them. One of they get into your crop, they'll eat holes in your leaves. They got to eat something green, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any people call them a hop of grass?
Please. One time I had a big bean patch, string beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the field full of niggers out there picking beans. You know. And all at once, one little nigger gal down there, she hollered. She was on the road with her mother, and she hollered and jumped. And she said, "What is it, honey? What is it?" "Mama, I wish you'd see the biggest hop of grass I ever seen in my life." I went out there, and he was a big one, sure enough. She called him hop of grass.
Okay.
One time I had
What do you find sometimes stretch across the corner of a room that hasn't been cleaned? If you look up, come across the...
You're not talking about a clothesline,
are
you?
They're usually in a house, kind of dusty.
My life.
If you look up...
Oh, that's cobwebs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
How about if there were something like that outside... That's in a bush or something.
That would be that would be a spider web.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see here. What are the different kinds of trees that you've seen around here?
Oh, there's a oak and the pine.
And that my car real quick.
And how dust? Look up. Oh, that cobweb.
Uh huh.
How about this? Something like that outside
in
a bush. Well,
because
that would be a spiderweb.
Oh,
okay.
The pine.
Oak and the pine, and we
one
got
of these
kind of little peppermint. I don't care one. I got to chew tobacco right now.
Okay.
So, yes, right. We have the black gum, and we have the not a whole lot of magnolia.
Okay.
And we have that big heavy myrtle bush. We have two or three different kinds of oaks, the live oak and the
oak.
I paid $100
to get short.
I don't care when I got to do the battle left now. We have the black gum.
And I got me a tree surgeon.
And we had the
and he had one of those buckets that you get up in. All around, all in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
He could go up 75 feet high, and he could go out 75 feet.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that boy could operate that thing. He just got in here. I said, "Now listen, I want to tell you something. Don't cut the mistletoe off the limb. Cut the limb off. Because that mistletoe will sprout again 1,000 times.
Oh,
it's a kind of a canker thing.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a cancer on there that he causes, you know. And if you just cut that off, why, it will sprout. We're telling how many times.
Just keep going.